This week, the state Senate Education Committee voted in favor of a bill that seeks to make low-income students eligible for Arizona's Empowerment Scholarship Account, or ESA, program. If it passes, it's estimated that about 60% of the state's public school students would be able to use taxpayer dollars to fund their education at a private or parochial school, or even homeschooling or a learning pod. Here to talk about the bill and the fight that's brewing about it is KJZZ's Rocio Hernandez. Hi, Rocio.
Hey, good morning.
So in 2018, of course, public school advocates successfully pushed back on an issue like this. Prop 305 would have opened up to all 1.1 million public school students. That was defeated by a 2-to-1 margin. So what are the similarities and differences of the effort then and the one we're seeing now?
Yeah, so the bills that we're seeing this year, there's a couple of them, are targeting vulnerable student populations. So instead of being universal, this one's particularly the one that you mentioned earlier by Senator Paul Boyer, for example, targets low-income students. And there's two other bills that target children that have been victims of certain crimes or children of veterans. And currently, these ESAs are open to students that are have a disability, children of active duty military, attend low-performing schools, live on tribal reservations, or are siblings of current or previous recipients.
Well, what's the motivation for bringing this expansion now?
Well, Boyer says that there's been a number of students that have been stuck on wait lists for years and unable to access the funds that they need to go to the school of their choice. But because of the pandemic, he's particularly concerned about minority low-income students that have been struggling with distance learning.
ESAs can help low-income minority parents solve the biggest problems they now face while educating their children through COVID. Being a teacher myself, I see this every day. Our students are struggling. Minority students are struggling even harder.
And he and other supporters frame this bill as, about school choice as a civil rights issue.
Now, Rocio, there were three state senators, other public schools advocates who have spoken out against Boyer's bills. What concerns do they have?
Many of the concerns aren't anything that we haven't heard already against ESA programs. You know, they take away money from public schools that they say that are already underfunded and are in even more of a financial strain because of the pandemic. But another big question that I heard at the meeting was, who is exactly eligible for a voucher under the bill? Boyer says this targets low-income students, such as those that qualify for free and reduced price lunch. But there's also language in the bill that seems to suggest that you just need to attend a school that receives Title I funding and provides these services to qualify. And the bill also lowers the number of days that students need to be enrolled in such a school from 100 days to 30 days. And that was a concern for State Senator Jamesita Peshlakai, who felt it could open up the program to abuse by well-off families.
60% of Arizona school districts are Title I schools. Anybody can move across the street and put their kid into a Title I school and get all these benefits in this bill and not need it.
And this was a question that was posed multiple times during the meeting, but there wasn't really a clear answer that was given. But the Goldwater Institute, which backs the bill, put out a blog today that denies these claims.
All right. Certainly plenty to more to come on this bill as it moves through the legislature. That is KJZZ's Rocio Hernandez. Thanks, Rocio.
Thanks for having me.